We hear it. I thought they smelled bad at the outside. Understand that this is a special time of year for many people. So we invite you to enjoy, as appropriate, one or more of the following. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Crazy Kwanzaa, Tip Top Tet, Cool Yule, Superb Saturnalia, Awesome Afflux, Bodacious Bodhi Day, Egregious Emperor's Birthday, Lovely Life Day, Hopped Up Human Light, Extreme Idhel Hada, Festivus for the Rest of Us, A Groovy Global Orgasm Day, International Sweater Festival Should Be Fun, Non-Heinous Ninja Day, A Majorly Sweet Monkey Day, Righteous Regifting Day, A Nice Nick and Ann Night, Cookie Cookie Day, and A Happy New Year. Oh, and all you atheists, skeptics, agnostics, and secular humanists out there, enjoy the weather! Oh.
Your ass, he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause you've always been a rotten little brat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna bite your ear, they're gonna chew your welcome mat, swallow your kitty cat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna eat your begonias, cause Santa hasn't fed them in a month. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's sick of shoveling snow and reindeer poo. Elves are coming and they're gonna steal your turkey, wreck your TV, burn down your Christmas tree. Elves are coming and they're gonna trash your home, cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa's loaded with attitude, he's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with her chiropractor.
Oh, Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's had a really crappy year.
Hello, and welcome to I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside, a show that jingles no bells and decks no halls. I'm Scott, and with me tonight is...
Ho, ho, ho. It's Jeff.
Yep.
Is that a little creepy?
I don't know. Maybe a little.
Good.
Good. Let's go with it. I do have one article of business. You should still check out Stitcher, the mobile phone app thing that lets you listen to this show and many others. You should do it.
Yay.
Because it's neat.
Yay.
Yep. Pick of the week.
You go first.
All right. I'm going to give it to Community, an NBC sitcom that is maybe canceled? Maybe.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Basically, when they come back for mid-season in, you know, January, the Community is being put on hold because NBC did not cancel enough things. So they have to make room for 30 Rock, which is much better rated than Community is.
Let me get this straight. They didn't cancel enough stuff?
Yeah, they... Well, every TV network plans on having to cancel a certain amount of their stuff. That's why we have mid-season in the first place. But apparently, enough of their...
They did too well.
Their comedy section did too well this year.
So most people wouldn't think of that as a problem, but, you know.
Well, it is when your favorite show is the 115th... is only the 115th most popular.
Point taken.
But yes, the most recent episode involved an extremely epic foosball duel that somehow turned into an anime scene with Jeff and Shirley standing atop a ruined pillar maces in a ruined wasteland with lightning bolts and yelling and speed lines for foosball.
I like everything you just said.
Also, Abed dresses up like Batman again.
Everything is better when Batman is involved.
And Abed's Batman is pretty damn good.
Indeed.
Indeed.
For my pick of the week, I just watched it. Literally. Just stopped watching it before I came on this podcast. Gundam Unicorn Episode 4. Good God Almighty, that was a Zeon and... old school UC Wankfest, and I loved every friggin' second of it.
Well, come on. I think the most badass thing in that episode was some nameless guy in a Balliant, man.
Yeah, that guy, he didn't even get a name.
You don't even see his face.
No, not even that. You just see him flying around in that thing, you know, butchering old school Zeon suits left and right. Loses an arm, still takes out a few more. But that Shamblow and the old school Zaku 1 sniper and the helicopter above just sniping people with giant friggin' steel rods as bullets. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Like.
And can I just say, when Benazir beat the holy crap out of that captain, and even his subordinates were like, "I'm sorry, sir, my hands are full right now."
Oh, yeah.
Just got him on the ground. He kicked him in the nuts. He just kicks him in the face like 15 times. He beats the shit out of him so bad he has to sit down because he's tired from kicking him.
Yeah.
And then he goes down and tries to pull a, what's a good way of putting this? Pulls a Relina Peacecraft, goes down and tries to talk down the Shamblow pilot. And then when she's about to blow up, says, "I can't do it." Riddy grabs his gun and blows her to Kingdom Come. Then old Bright Noah, which I'm glad to see Bright's back. I know they had to get a new voice actor, at least in the Japanese version, and they got a new voice actor in the English version too, but...
But, well, they dubbed it out of California, so...
Yeah.
Getting the Vancouver guy, I can't remember which one of the Vancouver guys ended up playing Bright, probably would have been infeasible.
I still miss British Bright, but oh well.
Oh well.
But it still was good. And there was no really bad voice acting. That, and I love in the very beginning, you see Pulu, Pele, whatever you want to call her. That, you know, that clone, Pulu, what is she, 14, 12?
17.
Whatever. Either way, the clone. Send in the clones. When she's captured by the Vis Foundation, or the remnants of it anyway.
Yeah.
And they bring out the old-school mass-produced Cubilee. It's like, this is what can reprogram you. It's like, that makes a lot of sense. And it's creepy as hell.
She's freaking out.
Well, you know, creepy sort of way that, you know, it's like, how would you reprogram her? Well, get the thing that programmed her in the first place. How they got that thing is another issue. Guess they kind of found it floating around in space. Hey, look at that. We can use that.
There were like 30 of them.
Yeah. Hey, look. Part of a Psycho Gundam. I think we can keep that. We'll find a use for it.
Hey, come on. Someone found bits, the shattered remains of Amaru's core fighter floating towards the sun and built a messed up AI mobile armor thing out of that.
Hmm.
That was one of the better chapters of Skullheart.
Creepy. But yeah, all the Unicorn episodes have been good. I thought 3 was a step back. 1 was good. 2 was better. 3 was a step back. 4, we're back on track now. Step forward. It was much better than all the 3 before it.
Yeah, and just 2 more left now, I guess.
Yeah, we got a lot to wrap up in 2 episodes.
Not really. They've been tearing through the manga 2 or 3 or the novel 2 or 3 chapters at a time, and there were only 10 chapters of the novel.
Still.
So we're actually right on schedule for a big, long, crazy finale.
Well, that's the thing, though, is each episode's been about 60 minutes, give or take. So next one will probably be 60 minutes. Will they fill the last one into a movie or something? Maybe make it 2 hours?
I can see them stretching to 70, but not a full 2 hours.
Yeah. I can see them adding more time to it at the end, is what I'm saying. You're right, 2 hours is probably a bit much, but maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah. Maybe 75, maybe 75. Something in there.
It's possible. Unlikely, but possible.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here to discuss?
We are here to vent some seasonal fucking bitterness.
Bah friggin' humbug.
Bah friggin' humbug.
Okay. Can I start?
Okay. No, I think I'm going to start, because I think this is another episode where we can discuss the divide between American culture and Canadian culture in unique ways.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, in America, you have Thanksgiving at a completely senseless time of year, the end of November.
Mm-hmm. Abe Lincoln thought of that. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, all right. That's an appeal to authority, which is a logical fallacy, I will have you know. But I will applaud one thing about Thanksgiving. It gives you a definite buffer date, at which point that provides an exact point where you are allowed to start talking about Christmas stuff. Canada does not have this.
I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
We don't have that either.
See, no, like at least you have this date where everyone goes all out.
But nobody follows the date.
No. Like, my point is that in Canada, it's this weird game of chicken that starts, like, November 4th. Like, you get people, like, obviously you get the decorations coming in even the day after Halloween. But there's this, no one's entirely sure at what point you really go switch out your decorations and turn over the stereos. So it's this very odd game of chicken where someone always goes way too early and you're like, dude, it's like Remembrance Day. Maybe you should not have the Santa stuff out yet. Just saying.
Hey, you may say we have that little buffer zone. I got news for you. It doesn't exist. They say the general rule is, say, hey, we're going to hold off till the Christmas stuff to Halloween. The official Christmas start is when you see Santa Claus at the end of the Macy's Day Parade. As soon as that happens, you're allowed to say Merry Christmas. There's your official line. But guess what? Nobody freaking follows it because we get the Christmas stuff in way too early. People start putting up the displays. People start buying the presents. People start putting up the decorations after Halloween. Okay?
Yeah. This is honestly my biggest problem with this whole thing is I don't hate Christmas. I hate Christmas, the fact that Christmas is at least 6 weeks long.
I don't hate Christmas. I hate the people that take it too far.
Oh, yeah. That too.
I don't mind that it's almost 4 weeks. Four, maybe 6 weeks, arguably. Is that a little too long? Maybe, but that's not my biggest gripe. My biggest gripe is the people involved. Christmas is supposed to be about spending time with your family, enjoying each other, and giving presents, having fun, spending some time off from work and enjoying life. What it has become is one big excuse to blow the money you don't have. That's pretty much it. People spend way too much money, spend way too much time, and spend way too much effort on things that don't make that much. I don't mind Christmas lights. I put them up. But I do not put up enough that can actually allow an airplane to land on my street because they can see it as a runway. You put up a little lights, a little celebration, that's fine. If your house can be used as a flashlight for the planet Earth, too much.
Yeah.
Just saying. Another thing I'll say, as someone who works in retail, I still like Christmas. And during this time of year, I'm busier than you know what. I'm just constantly working. I'm all the time there, going nuts, insanity incarnate. But I understand that's when we make most of our money. That's fine. Another thing I can complain about people is when I don't have something, a TV, a certain toy, something, it is not my fault, and I am not Satan if it's out. Suddenly they somehow blame that all these items that they want are gone, and it is somehow my fault that they're gone.
No, because there must be another box in the back, and you're too lazy to go look, Jeff. You're a terrible person, and you ruined my child's Christmas. Apologize to him.
Precisely. That's exactly what happens on a daily basis. You sure you don't have any in the back? No, you see this little machine I've got in my hand? But it says zero on hand. That means I have zero. Nada. Zilch.
That's why we stick little RFID tags on everything. So I don't have to go look around the back anymore.
Right. I can find out whether we even have some in the store. And if we have some, I'll be happy to go back there and dig it out for you. But sometimes, I just don't have it. And working, let me just say, this is full on retail ventness, that Black Friday has gone mad.
Well, let's think. What did we get in the news this year? We had someone got maced.
Yeah.
Someone got stabbed.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of people got in a fistfight over $2 waffle irons.
That's two. Did you see the one where the grandfather got his face plant into the floor?
Yeah.
He got a game for his grandson. In the mad crush to get out, he grabbed the game, stuck it in his belt pocket, and picked up his grandson. A security saw him put the game in his pocket, or in his belt loop, and then tackled him to the floor, breaking his jaw and knocking out two teeth. Blood everywhere. First off, he's got a lawsuit that a lawyer would kill for. Second off, he didn't actually steal anything because he never got out of the store. In fact, he didn't even make it out of the electronics department before they hit him. Right now, I'm sure that security guard is looking for a new job because Target's probably begging and pleading to put that thing. It was at a Target, but Target's probably begging and pleading to put that one out to pasture with a settlement. But I'm sure there's lawyers lined up around the block to take that case.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. See, and obviously there are stores that are sane and, you know, give out tickets and let everyone line up and everyone's pretty normal.
Well, we did that, and still bothers me to a certain extent that we hand out tickets. You know, if we have a certain number of TVs, or I think this year's big item was a PlayStation 3 that came with two free games. We had a certain amount. There was a line going around our building, which is normal.
Yeah.
And we go out and hand out the tickets. It's like, this is how many of the PlayStation 3s we got. We're going to go
down
the
line.
We're going to go down the line. We hand out all the tickets, and then what is the first question somebody asks me when they get in the door when they're at the back of the line?
Any more PlayStation 3s?
Right. What? Being polite, I said, no, I'm afraid we handed them all out. In my head, I'm saying, what the hell do you think?
Yeah.
So you were in a line of 300. There's a very good chance that 299 people in front of you wanted that thing. And there's a very good chance we didn't have close to 299.
Nope.
Okay, I've vented a little.
Well, I'm going to get my vent out, my service industry vent out, which was, okay, I worked in catering, which, at a university.
Hmm.
So, and then...
That fault categorizes just about as bad.
So I ended up setting up a lot of faculty and student club Christmas parties.
Uh-huh.
You know, just serving food, setting up buffets, doing tables and chairs, all the cleanup afterward. And let me tell you something. My God, do people get, like, when you cater people's parties... People get a little fussy about things sometimes because you want to look good and, you know, you get it, you do the job, you do it right, no one complains. What is it about this season that makes people 10 times more anal? What is it?
Everything has to be perfect. It's the holidays.
Do you know what I did last year? I believe December 5th of last year.
What did you do?
I spent 4 hours banging my head against our music setup because we have this odd piece of software that I don't know why we spent the $80 on this piece of software when you can get Winamp for free. But what it does is it sorts music, you can set up playlists, and it just puts it out over the entire stereo system for the whole building. And I, for whatever reason, we, every year, delete the Christmas music off the hard drive.
That makes a lot of sense.
Keeping in mind that we have a dedicated computer for this piece of software. It's not like we have to make room for the TPS reports or anything else. It is only there to play the music. So I spent 4 hours banging my heads trying to figure out the proprietary copy protection formats on the Christmas song CDs for this piece of software, and I was so very pissed.
I can imagine.
You know what else is great?
What's that?
Okay, so obviously Toronto, major metropolitan center, lots of different people,
mm-hmm.
University, lots of different kinds of people from everywhere. You know how annoying it is to set up, like, even a basic Christmas tree? Like, we had an artificial tree, 3 pieces, and just some garlands and balls on it. Real easy, right?
Right.
So, not too much of a problem to set up. But obviously, you have different clients who have different levels of political correctness filters going on. Do you know how annoying it is to set it up and take down a Christmas tree 7 or 8 times?
Couldn't you just wheel it to the back or something?
No, no, we didn't. We weren't smart enough to get it on wheels or anything. So it's just your average house artificial tree that we had to keep taking apart and putting back together to suit the level of brownness of the group.
Ah, well, see, I'll put it this way. One of my favorite things to do during Christmas, I enjoy putting up the tree. I usually don't put up a huge one, but I put up a tree, I put up a wreath, I put up a light. One of the worst things I hate doing is taking down said tree.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why usually my tree stays up a good 2 weeks into January, because I finally have to convince myself to take the damn thing down. Taking it down several times would slowly drive me mad.
Oh, yeah, it did.
I take that back. It would quickly drive me mad.
It was about the second time that did it to me.
Ah, makes sense.
What other amusing stories was is, okay, so at parties we offer punch. It's just a big bowl full of fruit juice, ginger ale, but for that month, the magical month of December, we offer seasonal festive punch, which is regular punch with red food coloring in it. Like a lot of red food coloring.
Lovely.
So
who wants some Kool-Aid?
Oh, no, no, it's not Kool-Aid, it's bar orange juice, mostly. And that's the interesting thing about our punch, is that anyone who's had to make it never really makes it the same way twice. You usually just go behind the bar, get a big freaking ice cream bucket, and you just go, you know, you go into the bar fridge, grab whatever bottles of juice are lying around, so there's usually, like, half a liter of, you know, pineapple, two little bottles of grapefruit, and then just a mess of ginger ale and orange and cranberry on top. When everyone asks what's in the punch, and unless you made it, you're never entirely sure what is in the punch.
And if you made it, you're still not entirely sure.
Yeah, so you just kind of say fruits and ginger ale, and they go with it. But during the... Because we're trying to make the festive punch seem special, I start telling people that the punch is full of jolliness. And...
Oh, then, I can just imagine you saying that.
Yes.
With enough sarcasm dripping off your tongue.
Oh, yeah, no. And then they look at me, and I have to say... And then they give me that look, and they open their mouths, and I'm like, no, jolliness is not rum. And they're like, oh.
It's like, really? No. I like that kind of jolliness. Oh.
Sorry, no. This time, jolliness is not rum.
Oh, yes, it is. You lying bastard, you. I know what jolliness is, and it's not that.
Yep.
Gonna grab a cup, swing it down. You lying son of a... There's no jolliness in this. I've had jolliness, damn you. This is not it.
There are little cherries and oranges floating in it. That's kind of jolly.
That is not jolliness. Jolliness is named Jack.
Or Jose.
Or Wild Turkey. Those are the names of jolliness.
Yes. Jack, Johnny, Jim, Jose.
Turkey.
Turkey. Grouse.
SoCo. Yes, but speaking of, one of my favorite things about Christmas is the food. I freely admit, I'm like a grizzly bear. I lose all my weight during the spring and the summer. I pack it on during the winter. And boy, do I pack it on during this time of the year. Because you want to know what my greatest arch enemy in life is?
Sugar cookies?
Close. Chocolate chip sugar cookies.
Oh, that does sound dangerous.
When they're just come out of the oven, they're nice and gooey and fresh. Oh, good God. I would eat like 3 plates full. And then waddle downstairs, fall in a heap, and, you know, sleep for an hour. But you get the idea. But you know, I pack on some of that weight, and then come spring, guess what I got to do? Work all that crap off.
Speaking of food, have you heard of the chirpumple?
Chirpumple? Okay. No, but it sounds interesting.
Okay, so a chirpumple is rather recent development in Thanksgiving dessert technology.
Interesting.
But what it is a triple-layer cake.
Indeed.
So you have one layer that is chocolate, one that's like spice, and one that is either a vanilla or a white cake. And inside each of these cakes is baked a pie. So you have a chocolate cake with a cherry pie in it, a spice cake with an apple pie in it. No, with a pumpkin pie in it, and then a white or vanilla cake with an apple pie in it.
Scott?
It weighs about 20 pounds, even if you make a small one.
I think I just gained 20 pounds listening to you say that.
Yes. I think this is perhaps the most brilliant food devised by man.
Better than the turducken?
See, the turducken is great. And even greater if you then wrap the whole thing in bacon to keep it extra moist.
Oh.
But, you know what? The turducken does not have three kinds of pie in it.
This is true. Everything is better with pie.
That's right.
Oh, what else can I complain about Christmas?
The music?
Let me put it this way. I'm gonna do something about music and something about Christmas specials.
All right.
Music, there are a certain set of classics in Christmas music. And occasionally, you will get one added per year of, you know, somebody comes out with a great Christmas song. He's like, yeah, you can add that to the mix. But how many versions of It's a White Christmas do we need? How many versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town do we need? Electric guitar does not belong in some of these songs. Stop it.
How much longer before we record companies realize that getting semi-out-of-work jazz musicians to do covers of these songs no one asked for again is a really bad idea?
Right. When Bing Crosby put out that Christmas album, every single one of those songs, like, okay, we're done. We don't need to come back here. Just play those ones for the rest of eternity, and we're good. Nobody needs to sing these songs anymore. Occasionally, you will see someone who comes up with a new Christmas song that is all their own and is a good song. That is a rare thing. You do not need to keep recycling these songs over and over again.
That said, if someone would be interested in doing more covers of slightly more obscure Christmas songs, perhaps, let's say, Christopher's Spaceman Came Traveling, which is wonderful, and apparently played to death in the UK, but not anywhere else, I'd appreciate that. Also, people need to play the Yobs version of Silent Night more often, because it's a punk rock song, and thus incredibly ironic about the term silent.
Ding, Pfizer done. Ding, Pfizer done. Sorry, what? But anyway...
No, like, I'm going to get off on my rant about music, because you spend a great deal of time out in the shopping world in various public spaces during this month. And this means everyone has turned whatever their normal Muzak mix is into the all Christmas, all the time station. Except, again, the ghost of PC-ness arises, which means all the vaguely religious songs get cut, thus diminishing the library even further. Right. So I would sincerely support any attempt to buy the rights to Jingle Bell Rock so that it can never be played again.
Well, I'm actually pretty good on that. I used to work at a different store than I do now, but in my old store, it was just like you said. Christmas music all the time, and all the PC correct stuff, you know. I could sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer backwards at this point. I've heard it so many times. But now, at my current location, they will have about four or five Christmas songs, and they'll mix in a regular song to keep things settled. And they got every song in the book. They play the religious songs, they play the super religious songs, and they play, you know, the general for everybody stuff. And I have had a couple people complain about it. They come up to me, or they come up to my boss and said, I'm offended by that religious music, sir. And I do like what my boss said. It's like, well, I'm sorry, but that's what we play here. If you don't like it, you don't have to shop here. It's like, thank you, God, somebody actually said it.
Yep.
If you don't like the music, there's no rule that says you have to spend your money here.
Which is interesting, because there are, like, all the trendy clothing stores play, like, the annoying dance music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk by, I just realize that's code for, nope. Don't need to go even in there to look at jeans. Nope.
Yep. Nah, don't worry. Any place that plays that, you know, dance music stuff, you go in there, and jeans are $80 anyway.
That's true.
But no, I'm not so bad with the Christmas music. I enjoy most Christmas songs. There are some ones that, you know, like, come out every year that you don't need to redo. How many does anyone need to redo Nat King Cole's version of It's a White Christmas? No.
No.
Just leave it alone. He's got it. He got it right the first time. Nobody else needs to screw with it. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yep.
But Lord knows they're going to keep on trying.
They will keep on trying.
Another thing that bugs me. Oh. Christmas specials.
No. One more thing about music is this is less of an annoyance, less of a rant, and more of just a pet peeve.
Okay.
Handel's Messiah is an Easter Mass, guys. Easter Mass. Not Christmas. Easter. Still one of the great achievements of humanity. Play it 4 months from now.
It's a religious song. They want to bring it out whenever they can.
But...
Or can I point out another song?
It specifically refers to the resurrection.
Yeah, I know. Can I point out another song?
Sure.
That I enjoy, but I can't stand?
What?
Christmas Shoes. You ever heard that?
Oh, that is the most, like, putrescent thing ever.
It is... Look, I pride myself on being able to keep an emotion in check. If I listen to that song, I will start crying. It's so friggin' depressing and sad. Whenever the song comes on the radio, I'll change the radio station, and if I can't, I'll just start singing to myself. La 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 la. Not listening. La 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 la. Because that is so depressing as hell. And you'll listen to that song, and then for the next, you know, half hour, you'll be moping about. Merry Christmas. I'll give the guy credit for, you know, creating a great emotional song, but please don't play it anymore. It's like Schindler's List. It's a great and truly wonderful movie, but you only really need to see it once.
Also, Grave of the Fireflies.
Same deal. Great, wonderful movie.
Everyone should see it.
I'm better off for seeing it, and I don't need to see it anymore.
Yep.
Same thing with that song. I'm better off for hearing that song. Wonderful song. Never need to hear it again. Yep. I'm good. Thank you. Have a nice day. Are we done with our music rant?
I think so.
Okay, moving on to Christmas specials. This is another case of TV gone wild. There's only a handful of Christmas specials that need to be shown. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and It's a Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
That's it. There was a second Peanuts Christmas special that's also pretty okay.
I didn't see that one.
It's the one with, like, it's got, like, all the later casts, so they've got, like, Linus's younger brother and Sally in there, too.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. But there, you know, I'll even throw Frosty the Snowman, but that's kind of an iffy one for me, but I'll let that slide. Certain ones, like the Family Guy Christmas special, doesn't need to be shown ever again. Most of the Simpsons ones aren't that good.
Also,
every show showing up, you know, with their own cheesy Christmas special that usually sucks, you don't need it.
Like, and again, they keep producing two or three new ones a year.
And all of them
suck.
And
no one remembers them.
Right. They keep saying, we're going to make the next Christmas classic. No.
You will
nobody's
not.
Made a Christmas classic since the 1980s. You could argue the 1970s.
Really? Well, no, I think the last true Christmas classic did come out in the 1980s. Die Hard.
Okay. Point taken.
You know what? Here's my thing about Christmas specials. Obviously, everyone loads up on the Christmas movies, your various Santa Claus sequels. But I'm going to say this. Every network gets exactly one version of the Christmas Carol to air. You can pick one. You can air it a few times over the month, but you can only do one each. I do not need to see, you know, Scrooged, or the Mr. Magoo one, or the Flintstones one,
yeah.
Or, like, I do not need to see that all lined up back to back.
Christmas Carol I'm a little iffy on, because I like most of the remakes, because you can do a billion different things with that story. The best one, in my mind, Muppet's Christmas Carol. Just saying. But anyway.
There's the one with Patrick Stewart that comes close.
Patrick Stewart was good. When I was a kid, I went and saw a live version at the Fox Theater. That was fun. In fact, I'll tell a little story about that. My dad got the box seats from his work, and they have some of the best seats in the entire theater. It's the upper balcony, dead center. I mean, amazing seats. This is the first and last time I ever sat there. And I specifically remember that because it was very warm that Christmas, and I went in shorts. I was like eight. I went shorts and a t-shirt. It shows you how high class I am. We get there, and they show us to our seats. A man in a tuxedo shows us to our seats. We sit down, and we realize, my God, this is the best seat in the house. This is like one of the most amazing seats we're ever going to sit in. And we're kind of sitting there in disbelief, and my dad decides he wants to go down and get us some drinks and, you know, some snacks while we watch the play. Before and after he leaves, a man in a tuxedo comes to us, and he says, sir, madam, would you like anything to drink or eat? I will be happy to go select from the bar. Like, dear God, what are we doing here? We do not belong here. And my dad comes back up, and we're all sitting there going, what's going on? Where are we? What are we doing? That was the first time I ever felt so completely low class, and I didn't belong there. But it was fun.
Yeah. So it's not just Alfred being the only 8-year-old boy wearing shorts at Christmas.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay.
I was sitting there in the theater. Now, in my defense, I wasn't the only one. There was mostly families there, and it wasn't, you know, like it was Night at the Opera House. But still, when I'm sitting in a balcony, you know, the balcony is just for 4 or 5 people, so it's just my family. And we have a guy in a tuxedo coming to ask us if we want refreshments. I'm like, this has never happened to us before. We ever go to a ball game? No guy in a tuxedo ever comes to ask us if we want a beer and a pretzel.
What about Tuxedo Day?
No, never happened.
Do you not have Tuxedo Day at your ballpark?
Nope. No such thing.
Ah. Tuxedo Day is better than Bat Day.
There's a one in northern Missouri. I know that if you come in and shave your head, you get free admission. It's called Haircut Day, and they'll just shave your head bald and you can walk in for free.
Free haircut, free ball game.
Indeed.
Good plan.
Yeah. By haircut, I mean you lose all the hair, but, you know.
You know.
Details.
It's free.
Yeah.
Beggars, not choosers.
Yeah. But, now, back to the Christmas specials. A Christmas Carol, there's lots of good versions of it. However, considering they make at least one or two a year, and, you know, you might see one or two good ones a decade, it's overdone.
Yeah. Well, and what is it about animators doing different takes on it? Like, it seems impossible for a long-running animated series to not do some kind of riff on the Christmas Carol. I don't get it.
It gets old.
It's old.
You do not need to put Bugs Bunny in a Christmas Carol over and over again. Or technically, it'd probably be Daffy Duck, but anyway.
Yeah. Although the one with Scrooge McDuck was all right. Also.
Well, yeah, but his name was Scrooge.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Kind of had to.
Yeah. I mean, it was a setup. DuckTales. Woo! Sorry, what? Anyone feel like going diving in a giant pile of gold?
Oh, man.
I was curious how that worked. Wouldn't you, like, give yourself a concussion jumping into that much gold?
Yeah, no, that was his, like, magic power, was that he was from, like, the elemental plane of money and, like, could thus travel through it freely.
Cool. I don't want to be able to do that. So what else do you hate about Christmas, Scott?
What else do I hate about Christmas? All right, I'm going to point out, okay, there, like, I've mentioned the PC-ness a little bit, and I just want to point out, take my target at the War on Christmas people. The people who believe that Christians are being persecuted because they are being told to have happy holidays. And you know what? I'm calling BS on this one. Like, I'm largely apolitical, a-religious, everyone can do whatever the hell they want, as long as it doesn't bother me. But I'm sorry if you feel that your special time of year has been co-opted by another, possibly bigger group of people who enjoy certain elements of your customs and are then taking them for their own. However, fair is fair now. You got most of your good stuff from the Romans.
This is true.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the irony of the whole situation.
Well, I don't mind people who say happy holidays. If they say happy holidays, I'll say back to them, Merry Christmas. They can say happy winter solstice for all I care, but I'm going to tell them back Merry Christmas. Because guess what? That's what I celebrate. That doesn't mean I have to make them celebrate it, nor does it mean that they can get angry at me for saying Merry Christmas. They can celebrate whatever they want. They can celebrate the great day the sacred cow spat up the planet. I don't really care. They wish me a happy goat day, I'll say Merry Christmas.
All right.
But anywho.
But yeah, that's my little mini rant about that.
Another complaint I have is I understand certain, especially adults, when, people ask for certain things for Christmas. When you're a kid, you got a huge list. You want, all this stuff. And you don't know what's coming because you don't know exactly what Santa is going to bring you. And on Christmas morning, it's a big surprise. You get to open it all up and you see what you got. When you're an adult, you pretty much tell, okay, here's what I'd like to have. And usually you get that.
Well, it's like, here's the Amazon wish list. Go.
Right. That kind of thing. But still, usually they can narrow it down to one or two things. And people still want to try and make it some kind of secret, some big secret. He knows what he's getting. She knows what she's getting.
Yep.
It's not, not worth hiding. Now, if you want to hold on to it and not let them play with it or use it or see it till Christmas, that's fine. But don't pretend it's some big, huge secret. They know what's going on. You know what's going on. Don't play dumb. Because I have people saying, well, I don't want him to see this. I don't want him to see what's, coming in this bag. It's like, he knows what's in the bag. You know what's in the bag. We all know what's in the bag.
Well, what's hilarious is that
Just tell him he can't have it until December 25th. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Well, what's hilarious is that a lot of the time, Sam and I do all our shopping together.
Right. So that kind of defeats the purpose.
Like, so there are definitely, there have been occasions where I'm like, where I've been told, no, you have to go across the store so I can buy you this thing that I am in the general vicinity of now. And don't try and guess, or you'll ruin my fun. Except I've already seen where you were in the store.
Right. So she knows what it is. You know that she knows what it is. But somehow you just want to pretend that she doesn't know.
Yep.
It makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop it. You know she knows. You want to say, you know what's in this package, but guess what? It's not Christmas. You can't have it yet. On Christmas Day, you can play with it to your heart's content or whatever.
Yep.
Stop it.
Just cut that out.
Stop it. Can I say it one more time?
Sure.
Stop it. I know exactly what I'm getting for Christmas. Because I told my father, here's what I'd like to have. He said, okay, I'll get you one. Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to get it, but I know why I'm getting it.
And your brother knows what he's getting for Christmas, assuming I can find it.
Right.
I've still got to call three game stores, and then I'm basically out.
Right, so you don't have it either. I didn't think you would, but anyway.
I got half a chance, because there's one store that that's just on the edge of failure, so I'm hoping that they never sold their initial buy and purchase of it.
So we shall see.
I got to call them. They're going to be hard to get to, but I will get it.
See, this is why I keep doing favors for this guy, because eventually he comes in handy.
Yep.
You never know when, but it's like a half dollar, a 50-cent coin. You don't know when you're going to need it, but boy, are you glad when you have it.
Mm-hmm. Worst comes to worst, I can get you Cuban rum, real Cuban rum.
Nice. See, it's good having Canadian friends. Yep. They aren't completely useless after all, America.
That's right.
Canada, it's not completely useless.
Yep.
Come on. No comeback, nothing?
No.
Oh, well.
Too polite for that up here.
I call bull on that. But anyway.
All right.
Can we just say that for all our complaints and all of our complaints and whining and complaining about some of the details of Christmas, overall, Christmas is a good time of year. It's just some of the idiots involved with it drive us nuts.
Yeah. That being said, New Year's resolutions are bullshit.
Yeah, nobody follows them.
No. And it's like, why does it have to be New Year's? Why can't we just have, like, Thursday resolutions?
Can't you be convinced that you should stop smoking now as opposed to the end of the year?
Yeah.
That you, need to get up and get on your ass on the treadmill now as opposed to the end of the year?
See, that's why I like the Thursday resolution, because
you've got... Friday, you can break it.
Well, no, because you got Friday to have your last day of fun with it, and then, like, Saturday, you actually have to do stuff. You got a whole weekend to be good. And then it's usually gone by Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And you don't feel bad about breaking a Thursday resolution, because it's like, what? I tried it for the weekend. It didn't work out.
There's another Thursday coming. I can try again.
There's plenty of Thursdays.
Not many New Year's.
That's right.
Well.
Yeah, but talking of New Year's, I guess we can talk a bit about show stuff. Get a little behind the scenes-y. I am going to do my best to get a new layout and look for the site and our own domain name eventually. This probably won't interrupt the feeds at all if I do it right.
That's a big if, folks.
That's a big if.
But I just see you now banging your head against another computer trying to figure this out.
Yep. But
his name is Scott. He died banging his head against the computer because he got too frustrated.
Yep.
I'll have that on your gravestone.
All right. And then with that switch over, we'll probably end up joining an actual podcast network, which will probably lead to us having forums, which you could use to ignore us, just as you use the comment box to say nothing.
Hey, we have a few comments.
I know.
Not a lot, but a few.
I like that Andrew guy.
Yeah, he leaves a comment every now and then.
He's been tweeting us lately, but he's still cool.
Awesome. Now, you can always talk to us via Twitter.
Yeah.
We're fairly easy to find.
Yeah.
We always say nonsensical stuff.
Yeah. New site might even have an about page where you could just find all our stuff. Maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Want to learn about us? Want to know about us? Trust us, you really don't. But you still, don't. If you can.
Yeah. I figure it'll just be a links to all relevant social media / gamer profiles and call it a day.
Suddenly I have an image of you with the more you know star flying over your head. Da-dun-dun-dun.
All right, what else? Show topics. Always open suggestions.
Yes, because we're running out of them.
Yeah, really. No, well, I do have a few always floating around. Figure we're going to kick off next year with talking about video game sequels. We'll get...
I still want to do that episode where we talk about the god-awful horrors of things we've seen at anime conventions, because I've got some stories.
Yeah, I think definitely that one, probably around April or so as con season's gearing up. Or maybe in October as con season gears down, gives us all a chance to get new stories. We'll get to Indiana Jones, and basically anything we've promised in a previous episode is definitely on the list for the first half of next year. Also, I think I'm going to make the summer of mech anime a tradition now. So, over the summer, 3 or 4 episodes about giant robot cartoons.
Cool, we can talk about Gundam Age.
Yeah,
the series that everyone hates.
Yes, we'll kick it off with Gundam Rage, and we'll probably do like Full Metal Panic and Evangelion or something.
And we can talk more about my favorite new show, Gundam Unicorn.
Yep.
Because by then, I'm sure we'll have episode at least 5 and maybe 6.
I think 5 definitely, 6. They don't even have a date, and...
Probably October next year.
October-ish, yeah.
They'll probably do May and October, and May will be the Banshee, and October will be something.
I think the Banshee's kind of the big boss antagonist thing. I don't know if we're going to get anything else.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get something else. I got to use that unicorn frame at least one more time.
True.
Full armor Banshee, maybe?
Maybe.
We shall see.
We shall see. But again, if there's anything you'd like to see us do, feel free to get in contact with us and let us know. It'll probably happen.
Because we're running out of ideas.
Always.
Because we are not that bright. Or creative.
No. All right, then. I think that's calling it a night. Catch you in the new year. And until then, merry freaking ho-ho.
Bah humbug.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Smelt Bad on the Outside is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike License Version 3.0 International. Check our website at sbopodcast.blogspot.com for contact information.